16. Take one for the team. Oh no! Is he going to stop us? I rush to the window and try to make out his expression. If he shuts down our party, we'll never get our whifticles.
What's wrong?
Tom asks, sliding up beside me. The king is about to crash our party, I rush to explain. We have to stop him, or at least serve the cake first. Jonah, you stay here.
I never get to do anything, he mutters.
Oh, hush, I tell him. Enjoy your 10th birthday party. You get only 2. Tom and I hurry out the door and close the door quickly behind us. Unfortunately, we can still hear the party noises from outside. Hello, Your Majesty, I call out.
Hello there,
the king says. He doesn't look mad at all, which is good news.
I was wondering where you all were. Is Felix in there too? Are you guys having a party?
No, I say, just as Tom says, yes. Oops.
Not a party, Tom clarifies. Just a small get-together.
He frowns.
Who's here?
Commoners, I say quickly. Just a bunch of commoners. Kid commoners. No fairies, I add, but then cringe.
How nice, the king says and continues walking toward the door. The queen and I are big fans of commoners. The queen is taking a rose petal bath right now, or I'm sure she'd want to come too. Also, I need to fetch Felix. It's almost bedtime.
Just then, Bree steps off the path holding what looks like candles. When she sees her dad, she stops in her tracks and shoves her hands behind her back. Dad! Hi! I'll get Felix for you, I rush to say. The king takes a step closer to the tower door.
Oh, that's all right. I want to come in and say hi.
That's a great idea,
Tom says. It is.
The commoners would love to see you. But before you go in, Brianna told me about the new rug you got at the yard sale last week.
Tom continues. I'm on my way home, and I really want to see it before I go. And I heard you got some new paintings? The king smiles with delight.
Of course. Follow me.
Tell the commoners I say hello, he instructs Bree kindly.
And tell Felix he can play a few more minutes, but then to return to Rose Abbey.
Tom leans over to us and whispers,
I'll distract him as long as I can. Good luck.
Thank you, Bree whispers.
Goodbye, Bree. I love you.
He blushes, turns away, and follows the king.
He loves her. I knew it.
Bree's jaw drops.
See, I say, I told you.
Maybe she'll realize that Tom is the one for her. That choosing a prince she's never even met over her cute and sweet best friend is ridiculous. So what if he's a commoner? He's still her Prince Charming.
Jonah opens the door and peeks outside. Guys, the fairies want me to blow out my candles. Do you have them?
Bree stays frozen for a moment, but then nods.
Yes, she says.
She opens her palm, and I see that she's holding 11 small orange birthday candles and a booklet of matches. The candles are lumpy and drippy, but they're candles.
Let's do this. Time for cake.
She did it. I'm so proud of her. She marches inside. I guess she's not going to change her mind. I follow behind. Just in time, too. A raindrop splashes on my head. I look up to see the clouds are dark again. It's going to pour.
Time for cake!
Bree calls out again.
Bree, are you sure?
I ask, closing the door firmly behind me. Instead of answering, she lights the candles with a shaking hand.
Everyone, let's sing!
She's making a mistake. But what can I do? It's her mistake to make. Everyone sings the happy birthday song to Jonah.
Are we ready?
Jonah whispers to me.
I guess so, I say.
Bree is gripping the top of a chair. Is she scared about falling asleep or nervous that she's making the wrong choice?
Is she just going to conk out when Jonah blows out the candles? Is Robin going to pop up awake? Is the portal window going to work right away? Which window will it be? Is Jonah really going to be able to fly or make himself invisible? Jonah takes a big breath and blows. All the candles go out at once, all 11 of them. Here it comes. I look around. Bree is still awake. Jonah's not flying or invisible. No one says anything. Everyone just stares at one another. The room is silent.
Nothing's happening, Jonah says at last.
The blue-haired fairy frowns.
Young man, she says, is it really your birthday today?
He reddens.
It isn't, is it?
He doesn't look 10, another fairy whispers.
Ha! Birthday parties don't have to be on your birthday, Jonah grumbles. Everyone knows that.
Young man, Chasney says, when is your birthday?
July,
Jonah replies. Gasps echo around the room.
That's months away. You lied to us.
Are you even turning 10? Another fairy asks. You're small for 10.
Double, ha!
Jonah sheepishly shakes his head.
We do not appreciate being lied to, says the blue-haired fairy.
We do not appreciate being used for our magic, says the teeny-tiny fairy.
Liars don't get whiftigles, says Chasney.
No, whimpers Jonah.
But we need them,
I cry.
Tough, says the fairy on stilts. And be warned, as Princess Brianna knows, spurned fairies often return to seek revenge.
Please don't say that, I beg. I don't like revenge. But it's too late. All of the fairies wave their wands, and with a puff of sparkle, they disappear.